Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got the famous Alec Medford. And joining us for the day, ladies and gentlemen, it is Fred Davis. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing today?
I mean, I was doing great until I found out that Peyton thinks I'm a creep. Yeah, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, Peyton. I thought we were boys.
There's no way he thought you were going to be here today.
Apparently not.
Hence the free ability to speak out.
You know, look, I'm a lot of things. Creep's not one of them.
What other things would you say that you are? And if you don't have anything, I can answer for you.
Genuine, friendly, outspoken.
Okay.
Let's see. Misunderstood.
Is that right?
Just to name a few. But
I don't know about that last one.
Creep? Not. No.
Okay.
That's all right. That's all right. You know what? We'll let Peyton slide on this. And you know, look, I'm just glad to be here today.
Is there a system? Does he get to slide three times, or what's the? He had the one. You're going to let him slide. If it's a continual offense, is there a system?
I really just want to know what made him say that. That's really all I want.
Okay. I mean, he's right there. We can just bring him in.
Yeah, let's bring him in. Let's find out real quick. Let's find out from Peyton. I want to know so I can go on with the rest of my day.
Here he comes. And I promise we have sports stuff.
Because I have been nice. I feel like I've been pretty cordial to Pepe. So for him to call me a creep, that hurts.
Well, Fred, did you listen to the segment?
Did you listen? I didn't.
You did not? Okay. Well, 6:40. We were talking
much
about
like many complainers about this station. Did you listen to the segment?
In fairness, I usually am asleep at 6:40.
The whole thing was we were talking about the history of the Hub. And I said, your search history would make you look like a creep. You're not a creep in general. It was just Bobby spun it and just said, Peyton called you a creep. And you guys bought it like you usually do.
Well, you know, Bobby's right here, too.
Yeah, Bobby
he
Bell's
can
right
just
here.
Pull up the mic. I think he is searching out the segment right now to dispute.
Okay. You're saying that my X-rated search history may be kind of creepish.
Just a little bit.
You're not wrong.
Okay. There we go.
You know what?
But I love you, Fred. I love you,
we bring it full circle. You know what? See, there's a reason why I like
pull it up right now. We'll read it right now. Come on.
No, I have abstained. I've abstained for a while.
You know what? I really like this. From the 972, you can't self-identify your creepiness, Fred. That is for us to decide.
Well, that's true.
And
that's
then
true
first
too.
Vote comes in for you. Fred is not a creep. Glad
Thank
to
you.
Hear him back in the midday show.
You.
Got your back, Fred.
I appreciate that, whoever that is.
Is
Thank
lovely.
You. Thank you.
And then this one's kind of hurtful for you. From the 214, Kevin is Dak and Fred is Eberflus.
Oh. Wow. Wow.
Okay, that Bobby, hurts. I don't know how this is going to translate. Bobby,
I don't know. I'm
going to
turn it up as loud as I can.
Counterpoint.
Alec, you see if you can pick it up.
I don't know if this is good radio.
This is a clip of Peyton saying it. I want you to hear how he says it.
Definitely. Wolchuk's up there.
Oh, Wolchuk.
Fred Davis has to be a creep.
I was thinking Fred.
But again, wow. Listen to the segment.
Fred Davis to has to be a creep.
Now play 5 seconds before that. We are talking about the search history. I mean,
you said who has the scariest Google search history, and you said Fred Davis has to be a creep.
Yes, because it has to be
in
his Google
search. That doesn't make it better.
Yes, it does. Shut up, Bobby. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? Hey, I've been called worse.
I'll bet. I have thoughts about who called you worse.
I've
but
been
we'll
called
keep
worse.
That,
I'll take it.
We'll keep that off the air. All
I'm
right.
surprised Blake didn't get a vote. We don't think Blake's a creep.
So that's an interesting pivot by you. Peyton calls
I'm
you
down
creepy,
with
and your thought is,
right.
you know what I'm going to do to defend myself is call my co-host creepy.
I'm bringing my co-host down with me, too.
I feel like you can't be mad at Peyton anymore if you're going to throw your co-host under the bus.
I'm just mad he didn't get lumped into it as well.
Okay.
So.
Well, that is an interesting way to process that information.
Misery loves company. You know that.
And then from the, that's so true. From the 972, Fred is about to drive the ratings up. Let's go.
Oh,
you love
right.
to hear it. And then at 1220, we've got the great Christmas movie bracket coming up. But I want to start with this. If you can go ahead and give me cut number one, please, Alec. Who do you fear on the Chargers, and where do you think the Cowboys hold an advantage?
Herbert rolling, looking, throwing, and that's going to be caught for the touchdown by Trey Harris.
Man, Al Michaels sounded kind of bummed that was a touchdown.
He sounded that way. I mean, you know this.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been this way all year.
Yes.
Can we retire him at the end of the season?
Don't you think he's done enough that he gets to decide?
Well, I mean, he does get to, but that's the problem.
You think he should have decided like 3 years ago?
I mean, because Kirk Herbstreit sounds terrible on Amazon.
Oh, because he talks about his dog too much or just in general?
I just feel like he doesn't have, obviously, clearly he doesn't have the same energy that him and Chris Fowler have.
Okay.
All right. And, I mean, it's him talking to Al Michaels. Like, Al's just waiting for him to hurry up and get done.
Okay.
Whereas Chris Fowler, like, genuinely engages with
okay.
Kirk Herbstreit.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
Anywho.
We'll put that on the docket.
Just something to file away
right.
later on.
Fred and Blake's creepiness followed
right.
by the retirement
Al
of Al Michaels.
Needs to go.
That's what I've got.
That's
all right.
Exactly right.
Who do you fear on the Chargers, or do you want to start on the flip side? Where do the Cowboys potentially hold an advantage?
They don't.
Nowhere?
They don't. No, I mean, okay.
Why do you think they're favored then?
Because I mean, for the same reason Vegas has favored the Chiefs in the last 6 weeks.
Cowboys and Chiefs tax.
You know, they just don't. I mean, it's at home, so I get that standpoint. You've got a Chargers team that is beat up a little bit, and they've played some really high leverage games over the last 3 or 4 weeks. So we said this last night. Would I be at all surprised if the Cowboys won on Sunday because they have zero to play for and you've got a beat up Chargers team? No, I wouldn't. That said, that Chargers defense, I've watched them play the last few weeks. They are uber physical.
Agreed.
I think that's going to be the difference for them. You know, if the Cowboys had a pass rush and, you know, blitzed more than 4 or 5 times in the first 10 minutes of the game, it would be, I would think you'd have a little bit different, you know, impact defensively for the Cowboys, but this game screams to me 23-16, 23-17 Chargers.
Because that is the way the Chargers have been winning, like kind of ugly.
Oh, they
games.
Muck it up. I mean, it's Jim Harbaugh all day.
They continue to win. All right. So
absolutely do.
You just brought it up. Do you anticipate a change in the blitzing philosophy? Because you've seen it for, like you said, about six plays to start off the game.
Yeah.
And it's usually pretty effective.
Yeah.
And then they're like, meh, pass.
I mean, if he watched, I mean, I was listening to you guys, I was listening to this morning show on the way in and about, you know, his blitz. You know, the blitz got to Herbert last week, all right? And you can affect.
And the week before.
And the week before, right? So you can get to Justin Herbert. Obviously, that offensive line is beat to hell. I think, what, they're missing both tackles, I think.
Yes.
You know, that was the one thing. I mean, the Chiefs have to blitz, right? Because they can't get any pressure outside of Chris Jones. So same way with the Cowboys, right? You're going to have to blitz. And look, I think we kind of realized after early this week, where Jerry, in not so many words, basically said, look, you got 3 games to prove yourself.
Yep.
All right. So Eberflus is on the hook for the next 3 games. I think he'll – but again, it's much ado about nothing at this point, right? I mean, ultimately, you want to lose if you're the Cowboys. So
wait. You want to lose.
Yeah.
I want to lose.
Yeah.
That is not the message that we're getting. And
I don't think
they're BSing about that. I hate to say it. I think Schottenheimer, you heard him yesterday, and Jerry, you heard him Tuesday. That I don't think they're just publicly spinning that. I think they really, really want to win.
I think they do. I mean, I think they say they want to, but I mean, it's one of those things where if they don't, it's kind of like watching the Mavericks right now. You know, I mean, yeah, it's cool if we win. Hey, all right, great. Cooper Flagg was great.
More losses get us closer to Peterson.
Yeah, and his bum hamstring. Don't get me started on that. Don't get me started. But you know what? I appreciate you bringing up college basketball.
You're welcome.
You and me. I think we're the only ones that watch college basketball here.
I've talked a lot about DeBonsa. I have pointed out some of the flaws in Boozer's game, so don't worry about
it.
I got you covered.
I like it.
All right. What about Justin Herbert? Justin Herbert is statistically, at least, although I'm sure they don't care because they keep winning. They have an excellent record. Justin Herbert is having one of his worst seasons, both in terms of turning the ball over and then partially, as you just were talking about, their offensive line is wrecked, and I'm sure that doesn't help.
No.
Have you seen anything from Herbert that you think has lended to that, or do you think it's just a product of the banged up offensive line? Because they have lost some elite players across their offensive line.
They have, and I mean, Justin Herbert, I mean, I think he's kind of Dak-ish, if we're being honest.
Look, I have talked about it. Justin Herbert looks like the lab-built perfect quarterback, and people hype him up accordingly.
Yeah.
What has he ever accomplished?
I mean, nothing. I mean, from a postseason standpoint, I mean, if we're going to hammer Dak for, you know, his postseason failures, you got to do the same thing. And look, at least Dak doesn't have a catastrophic meltdown on his resume. I mean, if you watch, Justin Herbert was a disaster against the Texans last year. What did he throw, 4 picks in that game? And then, of course, you know, they were up, what, 28-7, whatever it was, a couple years before that to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, you've gotten, think about it this way. Justin Herbert's 2 losses in the playoffs are to Trevor Lawrence and C.J. Stroud. So that tells you all you need to know about where Justin Herbert is at in a postseason standpoint, right? And, you know, again, looks the part, plays the part during the regular season. But the one thing about, and I've watched Justin Herbert over the last, you know, what, 5, 6 years, whatever he's been, you know, being a Chiefs guy, is he will throw up. He'll throw up some burgers now, okay? He will. You can affect him. You can get him off his spot. You can turn him over, all right? You can rattle him. Now, is he a gamer? Will he take hit after hit after hit? Love that about that kid, all right? You can beat the you-know-what out of Justin Herbert. But at the same time, you can also force him into bad throws because he will make some dumb decisions. So, you know, but you need a defense that can make people make dumb decisions. And unfortunately, this defense doesn't do that.
Now, you made reference to it. I firmly believe the same thing, as losses are better long-term for the Cowboys. How do you think I realize the job that you have impacts this a lot. How do you think you will watch these games? And how do you think the fans will watch these games knowing the season is essentially over? I know, 0.6% chance of the playoffs, all that.
Yeah.
But, like, how will you watch these games knowing that a win doesn't necessarily help you?
Well, if it makes any sense, and Kevin and Alec Medford, I know you guys can appreciate this, and Bobby appreciates this. So, home games I watch differently than away games.
Okay.
Right? Because home games you're watching to see, okay, what do we think the mood in the locker room is going to be after this?
Oh, yeah, because you have to,
you have to
deal with that, yeah.
So we got to go in there and do the damn thing. I don't know what you're watching for, to be honest, all right? I mean, you're watching for, I know one thing you're watching for. You're watching to see what George Pickens is going to look like over the next 3 weeks. I think you're watching, I don't know how much you're going to play Javonte Williams over the next 3 weeks. I mean, defensively, what, you hope Ezeraku looks a little bit better. Maybe you throw Shamar James in there. I don't think Logan Wilson's going to be here next season. You hope to see Siobhan Revel make some strides over the next 3 weeks. I mean, that's kind of what I'm looking
for. Can we pause on Logan Wilson for just a second?
Yeah.
Because then I don't entirely understand. I realize they didn't give up much, if realistically, hardly anything.
What, a 7th or something like that?
Yeah, for him. But why not give him more run?
I'm with you on that.
If you're not really going to try it out. He's not the long-term solution,
no.
But why not give him a little bit more run?
Because I don't think they seem that interested in doing it. I mean, they what did you say, Bobby? He played 7 fewer snaps even this past week?
Through the first 3 quarters, he ended up playing.
I don't think you're Mike. Yeah, okay. Say that again.
Through 2-3 quarters, he had played 7 fewer, but then he ended up playing the most after that. Hey, you've got to get past Eberflus on that. Okay. But Eberflus wants, he thinks Kenneth Murray knows the system, and if he doesn't think Logan Wilson's there yet. So a new scheme, Logan Wilson having a whole offseason to do, I think they'd be more interested in having him.
Okay. Yep. See, and that makes, look, Bobby talked about this. I heard him talk about this the other day on y'all's show, as a matter of fact, talking about, you know, this is not the same Logan Wilson from 3 or 4 years ago, right, the Cincinnati Bengals. But at the same time, I mean, you know, he you don't lose. I mean, you don't lose the ability to process and you know, cover and what have you. Now, physically, you might lose a step. And there were a couple times when, you know, you watched that game the other day where, you know, he did seem kind of lost and get caught up in blocks and what have you. But again, he's been here 4 weeks and we got an Eberflus system that, let's be real, I don't think anybody's figured out.
Yeah.
And I mean, the same mistake. Think about it this way.
That feels like that should speak to your coordinator.
You know, I mean, the same things we were saying in weeks 3 or 4. Well, let's just give it some time. We're still saying the exact same thing in weeks 15 and 16.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, these guys will figure it out. Well, no, it's just the scheme sucks.
You mentioned another player that is really intriguing to me, Shamar James. I feel the same way about Maris Leafau. But then Bobby just said something. It's about getting past Matt Eberflus. What do you think we could or will actually see from players like Shamar James and Leafau? Will they even get up on the field enough to be able to watch?
I mean, Leafau's played more. I don't know about Leafau, though, right? I mean, again, he's another one that maybe.
Neither do I, which is why I want to see him.
We talked about this last night. You know, would you bring back Donovan Wilson? And I think if you had a coordinator that actually blitzed, I think Donovan Wilson would probably be a damn good blitzer. In a lot of cases, he's a good box safety, right? I mean, he's not afraid to go up there and hit people. Now in coverage, he's a little bit desired.
Sure.
I get that. But I just feel like for whatever reason, and I mean, didn't we all think Eberflus was going to be a halfway decent defensive coordinator coming into the season?
I don't know if everybody thought that. I probably thought that.
I mean, I did. I mean, he was good in Indianapolis. I guess apparently he...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He just fell off and I don't know, in Chicago. But, I mean, the thing that bugs me the most about Eberflus is that you knew the NFC North better than anybody.
Yeah.
Ideally, you should know the NFC North better than anybody on the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff.
Run by them.
And the NFC North, I'll tell you what, he'll be getting gift bag, Kwanzaa bags, and Hanukkah bags for everything he did for the NFC North. He was a disaster in the NFC. I mean, let's call it what it is. That Minnesota game was a fireball offense.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, you let J.J. McCarthy, all right, look like, prime Kirk Cousins from a couple seasons ago. I don't understand it. I mean, I don't know. I just hope that they let – I hope they let Shoddy make a decision or at the very least have some input or a majority of input on a defensive coordinator.
All right, there we go. That's how we're starting things out. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we might – dive into some more Dallas Cowboys because I want to talk a little bit more about which players you're hopeful to see in the last three games of the season. Or we might be prepared to talk about some TNA wrestling. That, I feel like, is why Fred is here. And that is going to make my day all the more delightful. Next, right here on The Fan.
And Goff hands it to Gibbs. Coming left, and Ezeraku is going to get him. Right now, Ezeraku came off the block, threw him for a yard loss.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to talk just a little bit more as Bobby and Fred are definitely going to drive me insane.
Come on now.
We're going to talk a
little bit. How's that new roof, by the way?
It is fantastic.
You're welcome.
You know what? I will say, if you need... I hope this didn't hurt your feelings. If you need roof work done, you need to go to Greystone Roofing.
Absolutely.
But Fred was super duper helpful in helping me figure this out.
Just leave it at that.
And if you have a second choice, you need two roofs done.
That's all good. Okay. No. Look, I am glad that I was able to educate you.
You were very
and
much.
And help you get the proverbial most bang for your buck.
I really appreciate it. I could use some education today because I've already screwed up with one of our bookings. We are going to have from TNA Wrestling, Mike Santana and Ash by Elegance coming up. We've got two huge events in Garland for TNA Wrestling next month. We will talk with them in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, you mentioned a couple of the people, a couple of the names that I'm intrigued by. My question for y'all right here and the people on the Fantex, 877-881-1053, which Cowboys players are you hopeful for in the last three games? You mentioned Revel.
Yeah. Revel.
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 I always do
He corrected
that.
Me on
I
that.
I always do that.
Yeah.
Ezeraku makes a lot of sense to me. DeMarvion Overshown is on the list just because, and look, it was always going to be difficult coming back from the injuries that he did. He's been fine so far, and I would like to see a little bit more. Who is it, or are there players that you are excited to see?
Jaden Blue.
Do you think that's going to happen?
No, I don't.
You think there's a better shot we see Phil Maffa than Jaden Blue?
I mean, might as well. I think we probably got a better chance seeing Miles Sanders at this point than we do. We probably got a better chance seeing Zeke than we do of Jaden Blue. I'm uber disappointed in Jaden Blue. I really, really am. I thought that kid could have been a difference maker for this team, especially when you consider Javonte Williams. I mean, they have just beat the hell out of this poor guy.
Right.
He's been everything you could ask for and then some. This will sound crazy, and if Blake was here right now, he would roast me for this, and you guys can certainly roast me for it as well. Luke Schoonmaker.
Really?
Luke Schoonmaker. Call me crazy, and maybe this is why, and you guys, look, I've already been called a creep today, so it's par for the course. And maybe it's because I rewatch the games late at night. And, you know, you're in a different mind state at 1 o'clock in the morning than you are when the game's actually playing live. Scooney might be the most athletic of the three tight ends. Okay? I firmly believe that. Okay? I've watched enough of this Cowboys football team. I'm not saying, don't mistake that for me saying he's the best tight end of the group. Okay?
Yeah.
But I think he's by far the most athletic. Like, he's the guy that, you know, if he ever caught the ball in a regular setting, could make a move. Okay? Like, there is athleticism to him. I just wonder, what is it about him that he just can't figure it out?
Yeah.
And so, again, it was just he made a play in that last game where he caught the ball one-handed, did a little shimmy. He had that game against the Commanders last year where he had probably the game of his life from Cooper Rush. And those two highlights are about all you've got. out of Luke Schoonmaker.
I'll tell you what, quid pro quo. I'm not calling you crazy for that. Don't call me crazy for this.
Okay.
I want to see more of Dante Fowler because slowly but surely I have understood some more of his impact. And I was worried about that pushback. I want to see what's there in terms of next season.
Who would you rather have next year, Fowler or Clowney?
Probably Clowney.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Clowney.
Fowler.
But I think Fowler has made some plays that don't always show up nice and pretty in the stat sheet. But if in the game, like you said, I think I could see the impact there.
Look, I certainly appreciate you bringing that up. For one, he's a great locker room quote.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great locker room quote. The one thing I love about Dante Fowler, he will talk to you after a game, win, lose, or draw. And we have had draws. He will talk to you, all right, which you can't say for everybody. And I'm talking about just not just Cowboys, but I'm talking about all NFL teams. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I'll start paying a little bit more attention to our boy Dante because I think we got caught up in the idea that, look, he's going to come in here, he's going to get us 8 to 10 sacks,
I fell into that trap.
And rightfully so. Oh, by the way, especially after Micah left, all right, you thought, all right, well, this is prime Dante Fowler season. I mean, this is what this guy does. And so, you know, you saw it after in the opening game of the year where he just kind of looked like he didn't have his footing. And this is a guy that's been in the league, 9, 10 years?
Right.
All right. As Dante told me, I'm in this bleep. So,
he
knows all too well. I don't hate that take. I guess I'll tell you what, I'm glad you mentioned it. It'll give me something to look for over the next 3 weeks. Again, because, you got to think about it. Like, what are you going to do at the end?
Well, and that's the way I think about it.
Did you bring back Sam Williams?
Not necessarily. And I love talking to Sam Williams. But the way I've been thinking about when you just mentioned the defensive end, or just honestly the defense in general, I've been thinking about it in terms of the Rangers bullpen, is people got irritated or thought we couldn't afford so many people. And I'm like, well, at some point you have to reconstruct the bullpen. And so for me, whether it's Clowney, Fowler, Williams, at some point you can't just say, well, I guess you could, but it feels problematic just to say, no, we're not bringing anybody back and we're just going to rebuild it. And I'm like, okay, great.
Is Dante Fowler the Robert Garcia of the Cowboys DNs?
All right, see. And
showing flashes.
Exactly.
But left you scratching your head more than once.
And then I will go along with that and say sometimes I believe unfairly criticized too much.
Ooh, you know what? I'm a Robert Garcia guy. And is Clowney Chris Martin?
Oh, yeah. Older fella.
Okay. Know what you're going to get with him.
Yeah.
All right.
Prefer not to be in training camp. although I don't think Chris Martin fits that bill necessarily. Two more questions for you.
Two more answers.
Kalen Carson and Javonte Williams. I know Javonte Williams is a lot different than some of these other players, but I wanted to see how he would finish the season because he's 25. It feels like he's like 31.
He feels like he's been in the NFL for a long time.
But he's going to be 26, and I know the Cowboys are not about to get in like a running back bidding war, but I would really like to see how he finishes out the season to be like, oh, yeah, okay, come on back. Because I think he's been tremendous this year.
I think he's been great. I think the problem with Javonte Williams, though, and I said this at the very beginning of the year, and people laughed at me. First of all, I thought he was going to be okay. He had 2 years to come back from that knee injury.
I thought he was going to be worse than okay.
So he came back. He showed us, all right, our boy got us 1,000 yards. I think what's killed, or not killed, but what's hurt Javonte is the fact that you had nobody to help him, to spell him, all right? I said going into the season, I got laughed off the airwaves, was you could have a poor man's David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs with Javonte and Jaden Blue.
Right.
That was my hope, that was my goal, that was my aspiration going into this 2025 Cowboys season. Javonte upheld his end of the bargain. Unfortunately, we didn't have anybody to play poor man's Jahmyr Gibbs.
Miles Sanders got hurt, Jaden Blue wasn't ready professionally, Phil Maffa got hurt, it was just
Malik Davis is just Malik Davis.
Yeah.
Great last name.
Yeah, and Malik and Fred Davis. I would listen to that show. And I do think Malik Davis has been really good.
He's been everything you could ask for a guy that's been on the practice squad for a decade.
Exactly. And then Tyler Guyton. Now, I know part of that is return from injury, but I do still feel like there's a lot of potential and a lot of questions.
I'm right there with you. I mean, look, I think he's been pretty solid at left tackle. I think do we think Terrence Steele is going to be here next year?
Nope. In fact, yesterday I went ahead and cut him from the team.
Okay.
I'm sure the Cowboys are super pumped about that.
I mean, I think with Tyler Guyton, and I can't remember, I think it was Broadus who was telling me this, that, or maybe it was CA, you know, we thought that, okay, he was a big right tackle coming out of college and what have you. He only played that one season at right tackle.
Right.
Right? So he doesn't have, it's not like he had this extensive 3-year history at right tackle at Oklahoma, and then boom, you moved him over to left tackle. So I don't know that it makes as much sense. I was always of the belief, you know, if you had a left tackle fall in your lap, like a la Josh Simmons or something like that,
right,
okay, you'd move Tyler over to right tackle.
I could see that.
Which I think you could still do.
Yeah. And I was kind of hoping they would have tried it out. Like, I was hoping you'd see more of a mixed match. And I know why they didn't do it, because you were, like, still trying to win games and make the playoffs and stuff. I wanted to see Nate Thomas there. I want to see Tyler Guyton there. Like, I wanted to see sort of an in-game tryout. I understand why that didn't happen.
All right, here's my question for you then. Are we less concerned now about Tyler Guyton? Or let's put it this way, not less concerned. What's our bigger concern with Tyler Guyton moving forward? Is it A, his ability to play tackle?
It's B then.
Get healthy, health-wise.
Yeah, I think it's health-wise, because I think you have seen some strides, although obviously some valleys too, but I think you've seen some strides.
He did try to kick a guy once, so hey, there was that.
You need a couple players
I'm not mad at that.
I think you've seen some strides in terms of his play, but it's been derailed by the injuries
He can't stay healthy.
Yeah, so if I have to go A or B, I'm definitely going B.
I like Nate Thomas, good dude, good kid. Works his tail off. I think he's going to be he's going to be your Brock Hoffman at the tackle position.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
I like that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, I am excited for this segment. And I know Fred is excited as well. We are going to have Ash by Elegance. We are going to have Mike Santana in studio to talk some TNA wrestling. They will be here in the Metroplex at the Caldwell Center next month. We will talk with them in studio next right here on the Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan right now. In studio, and he has already approved of something that we have done, former TNA world champion, it is Mike Santana. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, it's not going great, Mike, because I told you to go to the wrong place. So I just want to be really honest, because we're going to hype up the debut on AMC next month, which is going to be at the Caldwell Center. Yep. And I live in Garland, so I'm really pumped about that. Perfect. And then y'all got the pay-per-view a couple days after that. But will you please forgive me for sending you to our old address, as we have clearly moved to a new studio?
It's all good, man. We got here. It's a great morning. We're in studio. Let's get it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have, I believe, approved of the bracket we have put together for 1220 for the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Yeah, you got some classics on here, man.
Like, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, man. I would have to say, only because it's a big piece of my childhood and just a nostalgia, and also it being a huge, I guess, tradition for my dad and I.
Okay.
That we watched in A Christmas Story.
Okay.
Yeah, so okay. Like every Christmas Eve.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Since I could remember my first, you know, memories, my dad and I would watch A Christmas Story for 24 hours on
TNT. You should probably beat up the morning show then, because they said some very unscrupulous things about The Christmas Story.
But they would have sent you to the right studio. So I don't know.
That's fair.
So there is so much going on with TNA. There's so much going on for you personally.
Yes,
I guess we need to start with what's most immediate. Top of mind is the partnership with NXT, and then I guess, or the WWE, and the TNA NXT cage match that people can check out tonight, I do believe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where can people find that, and what are we looking at this evening?
Right now, it's going to air on TNA Plus and on Access TV for now. And, man, like, what a ride it's been working with NXT, right? A lot of great moments, a lot of things that fans have been excited about, and it's been a wild ride, to say the least. But as you know, if you've been following the show, they got a little price to pay. So now they're locked in a cage with me, so poor them.
You know. What? Yeah, exactly. What? I know people will watch and you might think you understand, but what are the actual, like, ramifications of going through a steel cage match and how your body feels, and maybe mentally too, I guess?
I definitely, for me personally, whenever I go into any match, especially a match that I know it's going to take its toll, I put myself in a different space mentally, and I just try to think of the guy that I used to be before I got into wrestling. You know what
okay,
I mean?
What was that guy like?
It's not a good guy.
For people that don't
not
know,
a good,
yeah.
Not a good guy. Not a good guy. No, I, you know, as a kid growing up in New York City, you know, my life was a whirlwind, to say the least, you know, especially as a kid coming up. I did anything not to be home. My home life wasn't the greatest. So, unfortunately, a kid like me, he tried to find love in the street where that's the worst place to find love, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I got into some trouble. I did some things that I wasn't so proud of. But overall, I'm thankful that I learned from it and I saved my life and I'm here now. So,
do you feel like you've been able to use your popularity and platform over the years to kind of like spread that message
Absolutely.
To a lot of people who probably need to hear it?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest, you know, ups about what I've been doing and just the trajectory that I've been on is that I get to help people with my story, you know. And I always said if I didn't get into wrestling, I wanted to do something that was going to help people. And thankfully, fortunately, I was able to realize that wrestling is my platform to help people. So whenever I can, I try to do that. And especially, like, you know, my time and going through rehab and just working through myself, like, I learned that the greatest gift that I could offer to someone is the gift that was freely given to me, and that's hope, and that's, you know, all the things that help build me.
It feels like sometimes, unfortunately, hope can be in short supply
of course.
For so many people out there.
I mean, there's just so much negativity in the world.
Right.
If there was more people that spread positivity, then it would be all right.
So how do you deal with that? So, for example, because I know you deal with it on a far broader scale, but whether it's Twitch, YouTube, or we have a fan text right here, people will say things that, you know, face-to-face you never say to me.
Yeah,
I slap
exactly.
the taste out of your mouth. But, like, how do you deal with that, that you want to know how fans feel about how you're doing, how about the product, the company, but there's a lot of crap in there,
I mean,
too.
You know, I always say everyone is entitled to their opinion, right? Like, a wrestling fan, you're a paying customer. So
sure.
you could cheer, you could boo. That's your right. So I just see it as such, and it is what it is. Not everybody is going to like everything, and
right.
I take it as it comes and let the negativity just, you know, it's noise.
So. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to.
You said rehab. Was that what kind of rehab? What was it? Physical rehab or
no? It was for drugs and alcohol.
Drugs and alcohol. So yeah. What's because look, we hear about that. You know, sports not so much as we used to back in the day. Wrestlers, we hear all kinds of stuff. What was kind of the, you know, because we don't really necessarily see the stuff that goes on that you guys do.
Yeah.
You know, the painkillers, the beating y'all take on a regular basis to mm-hmm. do the stuff that you do. What was your rock bottom, and when did you know, all right, I got a problem, I need to do something about this?
My rock bottom was right before I went into rehab. My daughter wrote a Christmas list to Santa. And on that Christmas list, she asked for her dad to stop.
Really?
And that was
how old was your daughter?
My daughter at the time was 8 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was to me my rock bottom. Yeah. That was when I realized, okay, I had realized I had a problem way yeah. before that. I was on a 3-year spiral since my dad had passed away in 2020.
Okay.
And you know, like I said, when I was a kid, I dealt with many things,
sure.
and we're not taught how to properly deal with them.
You just push through.
Exactly. That's and it. My mom, you know, single teenage mom,
yeah.
I grew up with the mentality of like, yo, you go through what you go through, you keep it pushing. That's it. Right?
That's
and there's
it.
No other option.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it'll catch up to you.
Yeah, it will.
You know, so that's exactly what happened. When my dad passed away, I felt like the soda bottle that's been shaking finally
yeah.
popped.
Yeah.
And all those things that I went through that I didn't deal with came to the surface. And now it was like, I didn't have the tools to know how to cope and know how to deal with them.
Yeah.
So what did I do? Something that was normal for me, and that was drugs and alcohol, right? Addiction, unfortunately, runs in my family.
Sure, 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 sure.
And knowing that it's a hereditary disease and stuff like that, so that was what I turned to, unfortunately. And, you know, I went through what I went through, and then the injury happened. I had a knee injury, and yeah. I had to get surgery. I was out for 14 months, and that was like the toughest 14 months of my life.
So you're trying to get sober, and your career is on pause, and I'm sure wrestling is the same way with that. Professional sports, where they're like, look.
Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, yeah, out of mind. Yeah, no one wants you around. You're in the training room by yourself. So what did you take away? Like, because, look, you could have relapsed, and I'm sure 100%. They're giving you – plus they're giving you pain pills, I'm sure, on mm-hmm, top of that. Mm-hmm. So how did you get through all that?
I knew that it was going to get worse before it got better.
Okay.
Right? And during that time was when – I hit the darkest time of my life.
Yeah.
And but once I got into rehab and I went through the detox,
yeah.
I was like, first and foremost, I never want to go through that again.
Sure.
That was probably the worst pain that I've ever dealt with, right? But I wanted to get clean.
Yeah.
And that's why
that's
got
a big
clean.
Difference, right?
100%. If you don't want it, it's not going to happen.
Make a lick of difference.
Yeah. So,
do you think people get confused about that? Because I feel like people will be like, oh, you got to do it for this. You got to do
it
for that.
No, you can't.
Like, if you're not doing it for you,
it's
never
going
to
work. It's not going to work. And that was the thing. Like, yes, my daughter writing that Santa note was my rock bottom. And of course, I wanted to get clean for her.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other, of course, my career and my life. But ultimately, I wanted to do it for me because, like, her mom sat me down before I went into rehab, and she pretty much gave me a kick in the butt. And she was like, listen.
Baby moms will do that now.
100%. 100%.
I got two. I
got one.
Listen, and she sat me down, and she was like, listen, you are a poor Puerto Rican kid from the projects, and look what you were able to do with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, she's known me since I was 16 years old. She saw me at my worst when I was out there. So she was like, yo, you're going to throw it all away for that? Like, you created an amazing life for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, your daughter doesn't have to worry about going through anything close to what you went through. And you're going to throw it away because of that? Like, come on.
Question I got is, how did you shift from survival mode to I deserve and belong here mode?
Man, by learning how to love myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I lived my entire life in survival mode.
Yeah.
And I thankfully got to a point where I realized I don't have to anymore because I made it. I'm here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So okay. Now it's just maintaining and it's enjoying what I've built and what I've been able to do. You know, like for so long, especially in wrestling, I've accomplished so many things that like I, you know, I'm not one to brag, but I've done some pretty amazing things and accomplishments in my career.
Yeah.
And, but I feel like during that time I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because I was just caught up in the what's next and also dealing with my own personal stuff, right?
Yeah.
And thankfully now I make sure that I take the time to look back and reflect and be in the moment, you know, and that's been such a difference.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, if you don't want to brag on your accomplishments,
we can
most certainly do that. You had a ton of tag team success for years and years and years. The transition over to being a singles wrestler, TNA world champion, not too far removed from that. Yeah. But what is that like in terms of shifting your cardio, but also shifting your mentality to know, like, in a match, there's not just somebody you can reach out to, maybe.
Yeah, I knew that I was going to take this leap before I even got hurt. So when I got hurt and all the things happened and I finally got clean and I got myself together, I got myself in that gym and I got myself in that ring. And once the doctor had cleared me with my knee to get in the ring, literally the next day I started training.
How long till you, because this is a question we talk about a lot with like the Cowboys or whoever else, how long until you trusted that knee? Like, I know you're cleared physically, but how long until you were like, I can do it?
So my surgeon, he's a great guy. His name was Andrew. He dealt with the Eagles and the Mets. So he was like top of the line, right?
Yeah.
So he would say the same thing. Like, it's going to take you a while before you start to trust yourself. And he's absolutely right. I think for me, it took about a year before I was like, okay, I got this now.
Because
in the beginning, it was like I was constantly worried about, oh, man, I don't want to slip up. I don't want to, you know. And I had that big brace. I was wearing that big brace when I came back. But after a year, it was go time. Like, and it was weird because it wasn't something that I was like, woke up and I was like, oh, I'm good. You know, it was like, there was a match where I was in and I was like, oh, let's go. You know, it's a wrap.
Okay. We hear that if players will say they made a cut and didn't think about it.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
They're like, I'm good.
I'm back.
All right. We're talking with Mike Santana from TNA Wrestling right here on 105.3 The Fan. You made reference to Impact Tonight being on Axis, TNA Plus, but this is a big transition kind of period for the company as well. You guys are about a month, actually maybe exactly a month, from moving over to Impact on AMC, and that starts here in the Metroplex at the Curtis Culwell Center in Garland, and they all have the Genesis pay-per-view 2 days later. How is this an awkward time for the company, or is it just a time of excitement that, you know, hopefully we found our new TV home and we're going to be doing some live stuff and everything like that?
I think it's probably the best moment in the company's history.
Wow.
I'd honestly say that.
And it's a storied history with TNA.
100%. Ross and I were in the car and we were talking about like almost 25 years, right, of greatness, but also, is this company going to survive, right?
Sure.
Like every year. A lot of that. But it's definitely an exciting time and everyone is excited, like at the company and everyone. I think what's the beautiful thing that's gotten us here is that everyone is working towards a common goal. Everyone has the same mindset, and that's to keep this growing. When you're at a TNA show, especially in the back, like everyone is working.
Yeah.
Like there's no one sitting down.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that us being in the position that we're in and going into this new year and this new TV deal is just a testament to all the hard work and dedication that we've all put in, you know? And I'm excited and to be in the position that I'm in within the company and just like be one of the guys that's spearheading this into the new era is a huge deal for me.
And then from a professional standpoint, you get your crowning moment at pay-per-view, world champion, and then not that long afterwards, it gets taken away from you. Mm-hmm. How does that drive you personally, professionally.
Oh, it makes me want it even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's one thing that I've learned about myself and my life and just going through the things that I've gone through is that I thrive in the trenches. Mm-hmm. Like, I live in that pressure. So I don't look at obstacles as blocks. I look at them as opportunities to grow and to learn, and that's exactly how I'm looking at this situation, you know.
Now, we've had a ton of TNA wrestlers on the show over the years, and mm-hmm. I always love their answer to this question. We talked about it. Caldwell Center, January 15th and January 17th for Impact Live for the Genesis pay-per-view. You can go to CurtisCaldwellCenter.com for tickets. You can check out TNAWrestling.com. That will guide you right to the spot yep. to buy tickets. A lot of people, I know y'all are making progress, will think wrestling WWE. What would you tell people that have never been to a TNA wrestling show, why they should come check it out, be at the Caldwell Center? Maybe both nights.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting the best of every world of pro wrestling, I feel like. TNA offers something for every kind of wrestling fan, I think. And not just speaking because I'm there, but it's the truth, and I feel like it's always done that, right?
Yeah.
There's a little something for everyone. And I think, especially because of what we've been through and just all the hard work that it's taken to get here, everyone is just so driven, right? And I feel like every match on the card is trying to top the last.
Yeah.
And that's so important. And
well, I was going to say, I'm so sorry. It is worked. Our former co-host, Mike Bassick, who is now one of the play-by-play guys for the Texas Rangers, mm-hmm. he went to the pay-per-view last year, took his nephews, and he freaking loved it.
Yeah.
And then he started asking me questions. He's like, have you heard of this person? I was like, yes, Mike. I'm the one who told you to go to this show. But like, he just caught not wrestling fever, but TNA fever.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's got to be cool to hear. And that's like the hope, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the beauty of this whole AMC deal is that we're going to be in more homes and more eyes are going to get to see all the hard work that we've been putting in.
Yeah. So you can watch Thursday Night Impact on AMC January 15th and every Thursday going forward. But I would really recommend going to the Curtis Colwell Center. That is a great venue for wrestling.
Yes, it
as
is.
Well.
Yes, it is.
And I know you guys have been there before. That Thursday, January 15th, the Genesis pay-per-view, January 17th. Fred, you need to see both so you can see the continuation.
It's a Garland, right?
That's right. That's right.
Shout out to Garland.
CurtisColwellCenter.com, TNAWrestling.com for more information or if you want to buy tickets. Anything else you want to add?
Is Big Pun the greatest Puerto Rican rapper of all time?
Absolutely. There's no question.
Fair enough.
I mean, who else?
Where are you at on King of New York?
King of New York?
Yeah, the movie.
Oh, the movie.
Absolutely.
I thought you meant rappers.
No,
damn.
No.
I was going to say, the King of New York
will always...
That might
be a good question for a separate segment.
Yeah, the King of New York will always and forever be Nas. But,
okay.
But,
I appreciate that.
But the movie, I mean, come on.
You'd be amazed at the number of people that don't know that movie.
Come on.
You'd be amazed at the number of people that don't know King of New York and who Frank White is.
Yeah, come on. Get it together.
Just saying.
Put that on the list. Yeah. Watch King of New York.
I mean, Homicide used to always call himself the Latin Frank White. So.
Okay.
And I would never, ever.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.